is your first trip back. Can you just reflect on your time there?
I'd rather not. So that's I mean, there's great people there, and I have great relationships with the players and the coaches there, for sure. We didn't get done what we wanted to get done there, obviously. But it's not. I mean, it's another game and another opportunity for the Browns to get better. And so kind of moved on from that standpoint. So it's like you said, I was, you know, it's not like I was there for 10 years. I was there for a year. So I'm just focused on what we're doing and us trying to improve.
It's preseason game three, big. I mean, you need to accomplish a certain agenda of things.
It's I don't know if it's big. I think it's you get extended work in it, and it's kind of it can be viewed that way. But at the same time, you know, I don't think teams that go out. I mean, you probably look over the course of, you know. I mean, I'd be interesting to look and see. Like, I don't know if it's like a, you know, if you go out and win the third preseason game, you're going to have a great year. And if you don't, you know, I think you just want to go out and get efficient work and continue to build. And so, so it's important from that standpoint, because you know you're going to get to be on the field longer and you get opportunity to kind of get in rhythms and put drives together.
Josh, Giants had elbow problems now twice already. How do you avoid that?
You know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, by grace of God, I guess. I don't know why the you know, what the, if our emotions are different or something like that. But I, you know, try to stay on top of, you know, everything I can do, you know, especially at this age, to stay healthy, and the trainers do a good job. I know Johnny's in there, you know, all the time getting treatment and doing the things he can to help himself too. So sometimes it's just bad luck.
Have you ever had any elbow or shoulder history?
Some minor stuff here and there, but nothing too serious.
Have you had to encourage him? Because it seems like, you know, he's been making progress lately, and we all talk about it, and then this keeps popping up and interfering.
Just stay in the course. I mean, he understands, obviously, because you've seen it, and you see the steps that he's taken, that this is a process. And so while that part is obviously frustrating, especially when you take a step and you feel like something other than, you know, something you can control kind of slows you down, it can be frustrating. But he's got a good, you know, good mindset, and he's still working and doing, you know, the thing is for him with a lot of the growth, I mean, you can't ever replace reps, but at the same time, mentally he can still stay sharp and do things even when he comes out, you know, in a day like today where he can't take reps. So I think, you know, Kevin has done a great job of, and Flip have done a great job of hammering him on that and just, you know, keeping him in it. So we just encourage him, and he's right there mentally, you know, taking every rep, and that's all you can ask for,
Josh,
with the situation.
Patton keeps saying Josh is firmly our number one. Why do you think he doesn't say Josh is our starting quarterback for the Jets game?
I don't know. I don't know what I don't know, because maybe in his mind there's no difference between firmly and Josh is our starting quarterback. I don't know. So
does he like him at all?
No, not at all. So
looking back at Buffalo, the long interception you threw,
mm-hmm.
Third and 11.
Yeah,
you're getting pressure. Is there any part of you when you walk off the field says, I took a shot, it didn't work out, let's put it up 40-yard line?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's you know, the mindset with those is you're going to kind of flip the field anyway. The you know, the efficiency part and the don't want to turn the ball over, all those things, and you go, crap, but, you know, stat sheet says interception. But you flip the field a little bit anyway, but you still don't want to have them, just because it's just a mindset. You don't want to do that. So yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. You know, the two that came the other day were third and 11, third and 15. And so first thing is stay out of third and longs, because the percentages of converting those are low anyway. And then when you are, you know, let's just protect the ball and be smart. And then there are those occasions where you're going to push the ball downfield to see. You know, we've had, what, two or three PIs called this preseason, and so you push the ball downfield, you get a PI, or at worst, if that happens, you know, maybe you flip the field, but you've given your chance to maybe move the ball a little bit. So they're unfortunate, and like I said, the my mindset is you don't want to turn the ball over, so you don't want to see that on the stat sheet because it looks bad. But sometimes, to your point, there are some calculated things that you can do, and obviously the preseason is the time to try that.
Josh,
all your years
to...
in the league, have you ever been part of a situation where the backup quarterback generates so much conversation? Is that bizarre for you?
No, I mean, because all my years in the league has taught me to you know, expect anything, you know, so I don't really get nothing surprises me. And I knew the situation coming here and obviously, you know, that factored into to why I wanted to be here, because I've, it's been fun to work with Johnny. And so, quite honestly, I kind of like it. So, it's nice to be able to fly under the radar and allow, you know, what he did and how he, you know, how he played in college and how he came to fame. It's a neat thing. I mean, he was an exciting player, and so I understand the support. It's cool because of what he did, and we want to see him grow into that at this level too. So I understand people's enthusiasm, and it doesn't bother me at all. We're all on the same team, and we have the same logo, and so somebody on your team is getting praised, and people are behind him. I'm for that.
Josh, you got an opportunity to practice a little bit, not throw to him very much, but Terrell Pryor, you got to see him practice a little bit in the first few days of camp, and now they're going to hopefully try to get him back in there maybe for this game. But from what you've seen and what you know of him, I mean, do you feel like he's somebody that can help a football team if they can get him back on the field?
Well, it's we saw, like I said earlier, we saw the skill set, but he's just not been out there, and so it's just it's hard at this point for me. And I guess anybody, it's hard to give a fair evaluation of that just because we haven't seen him. And it's just unfortunate, you know, with the hamstring stuff. But it's just that's the nature of this, you know, this business is, you know, it's hard to be evaluated when you're not on the field. And so as the preseason progresses and decisions have to be made, you know, just the window of time gets shorter and shorter. So hopefully we can see him soon and see what he has. Like we said, there's a big, fast guy that has a skill set that could be developed. But the part of it, the development part, has to take place on the field and has to take place with reps. And so it's just unfortunate that he's had the hamstring thing. But hopefully, you know, he'll get an opportunity to get back in there and we can see what he can do.
Josh, question for you about the running backs. Flip said he'd like to see Crow and West improve outside the tackles. If they're able to do that, what does that do for the offense?
Well, I mean, I don't know what perspective you're saying that from, but just it obviously it opens more things up. You know, I thought they ran the ball really well the last game. Both of them had some solid runs, and where they made, you know, kind of NFL caliber cuts and moves and you know and really good running back stuff. So I think they're steadily improving. And you know, if we get you know, like Flip said, if we get outside the tackles and they can do more out there, it just stretches the field for us and opens up other things in the playbook.
Josh, with the severe injuries occurring in preseason, some of the national, even one in your own division yesterday, some of the national conversation has been, you know, the preseason should be shortened. Where do you fall on that issue?
Yeah, it just depends on, you know, what side of the room you're sitting in. At this point in my career, yes, let's shorten it. You know what I mean? But there was there might have been a point where I was saying, let's play six games because you know, there's guys that are in that locker room that want to, you know, every game they can to have a shot to make it. So you understand both sides of it. But I get it. And I don't know. I just it's injuries are part of this game, and some of those things are unfortunate. And I don't know. I always think, okay, if those injuries happened week one, would it really be that big of a difference? I mean, just because it happened in a meaningful game, would it be that big of a difference? Now, maybe it's easier to stomach, but you still lost the guy. So you know, I think there's arguments on both sides of it. You know, if it was shortened, I don't think I'd have a problem with it.
You ever been in a situation where you lost an impact player in the preseason?
I'm trying to think back. I mean, years ago in Arizona, I think we lost a couple of defensive guys in the preseason. And there's, like I said, if you're going to lose them week one versus lose them in the preseason, at least when you lose them in the preseason, you have the time to, you know, kind of adjust, make the adjustments that you need. But those guys are those guys, especially, you know, guys like Pouncey and Jordy Nelson. They're those guys for a reason. They're big contributors. And so if they were easy to replace, you know, there were teams that have them all over the place, but they're not, and they're good players. And so so it's just unfortunate. But the teams, you know, you have to pick it up and rally, and we see it all the time, you know, with every team, the next man up philosophy and all those things. So, it is what it is as far as, you know, it's just the way it goes sometimes, and you got to, you know, pick up the pieces and move on.
If you could select what you want to fine-tune in your own individual game in Saturday's game, what would it be?
Fine-tune. Well, I think I just want to keep – I liked how I played the other day. I wish, you know, obviously, like I said, the third and longs, we ended up in third and longs. We got to stay out of those, and you don't want to put two interceptions on the sheet. No matter how they come, I just don't like it. Obviously, none of us should. And so, but I want us to continue to play like we did the first game. And even this game, I felt like in the passing game, we were playing efficient football as far as throwing and catching. And we just got to keep that up. I feel like we're completing at a high percentage and playing efficient football in the passing game. We got to keep that up. But staying manageable downs, I think, is the biggest key.
Josh, they've never wavered at all on that you're firmly the one, and you know they're comfortable with you as the starter. How do you feel about that heading into this dress rehearsal game? You know, knowing that you're the guy.
Well, it, like I said, it feels no different. I prepare no differently. You know, I'm gonna come out here and work and get myself ready to play and go in focused on those things, playing efficient football. Completing the ball at a high percentage and staying in manageable downs and getting us up and down the field. So that would be my mindset no matter what quarter I was playing in. I mean, that's, you know, the mindset of a quarterback never changes. Everybody's goal is the same. You know, you want to move your team and get in the end zone. And so that's my focus no matter what.
Josh, after the game, you're hoping the finger would be okay, but a little unsure what would happen overnight. So how's it feeling now? Is it affecting your throwing at all?
No, it feels good. It feels good. You know, Joe and the guys have done a great job of treating Anthony, and so I feel fine. You know, it's a little sore, and you know, get a little bit every now and then on a throw, but it's for the most part, it's fine.
All right, thanks, everybody.